AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Once again, across Israel, workers off the job and marching amidst a general strike. They are protesting the Netanyahu government's handling of the war with Hamas in light of the killing of those six hostages, their bodies found in a tunnel under the Gaza city of Rafah. Funeral for one of them, 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg Polin, is being held in Jerusalem today. Hotel workers in 8 U.S. cities, including at Hyatt, Hilton, Marriott, at Omni locations, the employees, everyone from front desk personnel to housekeepers and dishwashers, demanding pay raises. Michael Carrera is one of those walking the picket line.
We have a lot of people that are just living check to check. We're asking for a $10 raise, and even with that $10 raise that we're asking for in the next four years, by inflation numbers, we would still be considered poor as a hotel worker.
President Biden and Vice President Harris will be marching in the Labor Day parade in Pittsburgh today. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic nominee for Vice President Tim Walz campaigning in Milwaukee today. Senator Elizabeth Warren spent last week campaigning for the Harris-Walz ticket in Wisconsin. She says she supports Kamala Harris's plan to lower consumer prices by targeting corporate price gouging.
When they increase their profits by 448%, if your profits went up by that much, it's price gouging.
Warren on WISN-TV's Upfront yesterday. President Biden travels to southwest Wisconsin on Thursday. He's expected to talk about the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. Meanwhile, Donald Trump will hold a campaign rally in central Wisconsin on Saturday. Trump campaign says it will happen at the airport in Mosinee starting at 1 in the afternoon. This is Civic Media News. An initiative called the United Vision Project connects people with conflicting political views. As Eric Tegedoff reports, the goal is to help heal the country's democracy.
The United Vision Project facilitates meaningful conversations between people with differing views. It started in 2020 and has since reached 500,000 people in 12 states. Nancy Pellegano says volunteers are trained in the authentic relational conversations technique.
I do not argue with people. I don't tell people they are wrong. I don't judge. I have a conversation. I listen.
Pellegano says she joined the project 4 years ago because of the divisive rhetoric she'd been hearing since Barack Obama's presidency. She wanted to learn what was dividing people and find a way to connect with them on a deeper level to help heal the country. The program has volunteers, but it also finds people who may be secluded, such as those in rural areas. Pellegano says many people simply don't feel heard. I'm Eric Tegedoff.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers had a 5-game winning streak snapped. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports. It took 11 innings, but the Cincinnati Reds took down the Brewers 4-3 on Sunday thanks to a walk-off single to score the automatic runner. Still, the Brewers took 3 of 4 games from the Reds in the weekend series. Now, Milwaukee comes home to take on the St. Louis Cardinals Monday afternoon in a 3-game set. They'll get a day off Thursday before playing Colorado this weekend. The NFL season kicks off this week. On Thursday, the Kansas City Chiefs face the Baltimore Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. The Packers matchup has plenty of intrigue as both teams change defensive coordinators and running backs for this season, and it'll be the first ever NFL game in Brazil. Kickoff will be after 7 p.m. on Friday night. The Wisconsin Badgers trailed early in the fourth quarter, but two late touchdowns gave the Badgers a 28-14 win on Friday. Next up, Wisconsin will take on FCS foe South Dakota this Saturday at Camp Randall Stadium with a 2:30 p.m. kickoff. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be a really nice Labor Day today. Mostly sunny, 74 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at only around 5. Tonight, clear, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, 76. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up for Maggie and the Millionaires, we'll be talking with Saru Jayaraman. We'll also check in with Dr. Ben Weston, medical advisor to Milwaukee County, and Chef Adam Pavla.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Look, I'm not sure about who the individuals are on the individual details of the Secret Service, but I can tell you under this Biden administration, the one thing I've seen is massive DEI hires. And I can tell you, when you primarily go after DEI, you end up with DIE.
Oh Lord. Representative Aaron Bean, I believe it was, blaming the women were either on his detail or are at the higher levels of the Secret Service. It's their fault that there was a problem because chicks... apparently. It's 6 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller. She will be back tomorrow. Chris Lavoie is here. And guess who else is here?
Whoa, hold on.
Oh, he's almost here. There he is.
Give me a guest who is profane. Ain't got time for someone mundane. Dummy days are gone in the basement of her home. Cause her mama, she brought us clochette. Mama don't care how much that she's got to spend. Got to take it quick, check her jingle. Grubby days are gone in the basement of her home. Cause her mama, she brings us clochette.
Hello, Cliff Schechter. How are you today?
I am doing spectacular.
Okay.
I'm actually doing pretty well considering, you know, I don't know. There's no electricity. Is there any electricity in Texas? And our country is in the midst of, replaying 1968. Mm-hmm. And we've got one party that literally... In the worst faith, you were reading that statement before I came on. And it's like anything that happened, you know what I mean? If it's a cloudy day, you know that every single member of the Republican, every Republican everywhere will say it's Joe Biden's fault because he's for abortion and hates God and he, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, Democrats will act responsibly. And again, you know, I'm not saying I've been careful what I say around Donald Trump because, to me, violence is the worst thing in a democracy because it's not democracy. It's how it literally is authoritarian by definition. It's fascist. How you solve your problems, political problems in an authoritarian society. So while I'm not going to sit here and feign any sympathy for Donald Trump, and I'm sorry, I'm just not, I will for the fact that somebody tried to shoot a former president, which is horrible and should always be condemned, is not the way that any of this stuff it should ever be solved.
Right.
And yet, I have to sit here and listen to a Republican Party that Jack Arce, sorry, maybe I can say that on your radio station, from, you know, that from Georgia, Collins, and literally saying Biden ordered it. I mean, the Secret Service should be investigating.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, just as a joke response after, as I said, and Mike Collins planned 9/11. But I took it down after about 20 minutes because all I put it up there for was to make a point.
Right.
You know, I'm not him, so I'm not a lying piece of trash. I'm not a traitor. I'm not a scumbag. I'm not evil, and I'm not trying to incite violence against him and the manner in which he's trying to incite violence against Joe Biden just by putting that up. But that every member of this party that you know they're going to react the way they do, like I don't know how to make this any clearer to people. They are not a party in a democracy anymore. They are not a party in a democratic republic. They are a fascist cult that wants power at all costs, that has no sympathy, doesn't care who they crush, who they destroy to get it, what they lie about. I mean, did anybody, Lisa Murkowski even, like Mitt Romney, I didn't see, did any one Republican offer a statement that you would have seen 20 years ago, like a responsible statement in a democracy?
I haven't seen anything from them, but I would imagine that Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski would have been reasonable about it just because they seem like reasonable human beings.
I mean, you know, I have my own problems. I think Susan Collins plays an idiot, says things like, oh, I trust Kavanaugh. Yeah. He believes in precedent.
But she's useless.
When it comes this stuff, she still has some decency to her far beyond. But it's just the fact that 90-something percent of that party would react in this manner, that we're not the way Joe Biden gave this incredible eloquent speech reminding us we're all Americans. We work next to each other. We live together. We are of the same creed. We're supposed to be anyhow. And that at this point, the Republicans react in the same exact manner you'd expect the Iranian government to react, or Vladimir Putin to react, or Kim Jong-un to react. And that really should tell you everything. They're not American. They don't believe in our democratic experiment. They don't believe in, you know, the winning the battle of ideas in a nonviolent way is more important than winning. And it saddens me so much. I came back, you know, I was flying back, I told you, from Italy. I was there for 9-10 days seeing all this stuff about the Biden replacement stuff from abroad. I can't tell how many people in Italy were just like, you're not going to really reelect the Donald Trump, huh?
That was a decent.
Hey, yeah, in your best Chef Boyardee accent.
Yeah.
I did it in my Chef Boyardee. I usually had pasta in my face while I was doing it, a big glass of wine. And I was just like, I was in Sicily too, which was, don't get me started, I could have stayed.
It's beautiful.
I was like, yeah. I mean, these are even some more conservative people who are like, this is not a conservative person. This is a creature. This is a narcissistic, coup plotting, rapist, you know, felon creature. You know, and they have this very right wing government in Italy, run by their prime minister Meloni at this point, and yet she has made numerous statements, as have her supporters, that we are not fascist. We are very, very conservative, right wing, blah blah blah. We believe in operating within a democratic republic. We believe we operate within the system. We win power at the ballot.
Right.
We show people that we are right and you're wrong. There used to be a Republican Party like that. I couldn't stand that Republican Party, but at least I respected on some level that they were participants in our democracy.
Right.
That's not who these people are anymore, the Republicans. And I'll finish my thing. I can't, the statement from people like J.D. Vance from my state here, it's repulsive. It's utterly repulsive. They are not American. They are traitors. They're traitors to really our entire form of government.
No, you're absolutely right. They definitely are. In fact, can we play 3 to see the dichotomy and the difference between the two?
Thankfully, Donald Trump is not seriously injured. I spoke with him last night. I'm grateful. He's doing well, and Jill and I keep him and his family in our prayers. We also extend our deepest condolences to the family of the victims who was killed. Corey was a husband, a father, a volunteer firefighter, a hero, sheltering his family from those bullets. We should all hold his family and all those injured in our prayers.
Amen. You know, I mean, that guy, you know, he was a avid Trump supporter.
Sure.
And unfortunately, he got killed because of that. That's sad
I mean, he had some apparently horrible things posted online. I think at the very least, QAnon adjacent. But I will say this. He was a human being.
Exactly.
And Donald Trump has taken in so many people like this, some of whom have found their way out and have told what it was like going down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
You know, and again, part of it's us. We've allowed this to happen on the left. I mean, I don't know where the wealthy billionaires on the left have been out to lunch for 30, 40 years now. But the creation of this entire ecosystem from the NRA to Fox News to talk radio in every local market to Sinclair in many local markets to whatever, that just reinforces the same lies after conspiracies. And people like that pay the price. The people who stormed the Capitol on January 6th, Donald Trump wasn't there bashing in the glass.
Right.
It was the people that believed, a few of them have come out since and reject Trump.
Absolutely.
There's one grandmother I can think of in particular who gotten a lot of media attention who went to prison, but I should have gone to prison. I can't believe what I did. And, I mean, you know, so of course I have sympathy for him, his family. Mm-hmm. I probably, if I met him in person, would have hated him. But it doesn't matter. He was a human being.
Exactly.
He didn't deserve to die at a political rally because there is a man and a party who, I'm sorry, again, I believe in democracy, the institution. I don't want anything to happen to Donald Trump or anybody. Any shooting is awful and wrong. It is horrific. It is not how you handle things. But look at the statement. Somebody, I think it was Bob Seska, a good friend of this show, put up a list of the ads that Republicans have put out showing them cocking their guns and shooting, you know, pieces of legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump has encouraged people to punch people in the crowd. He's encouraged cops to beat up people they arrest. You know, he had the Kansas Republican Party. It had one of these Biden dolls. They were all walking and punching. I mean, you don't have to even look far at all. I mean, you can find so many violent statements. You can find people quoting Donald Trump who massacred people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh over a fake caravan that was supposed to be coming to this country, massacred Latinas in a Walmart in El Paso over statements made by Donald Trump. Again, people that massacred black pastors and adherents at the AME Church in South Carolina at a Buffalo market based upon great replacement theory, said again and again by a Republican, a man who walked into a Planned Parenthood in Colorado Springs, literally quoting a statement that Ted Cruz had made on stage in 2016 during a Republican debate and started shooting and killing people. I mean, if you want me to, I can go on like this all day. They have been encouraging violence against individuals, against political figures. Far-right nut shot Gabby Giffords in the head. You know, their own people wanted to hang Mike Pence.
Yeah.
I mean, their vice president. Like, that they even just shows their level of shamelessness. They can even open their stinking mouths on this issue. They have fomented political violence again and again. And those of us on the other side who have called them out and called them horrible, terrible people that I want you to beat down.
Right.
At the polls, okay? I've made that clear every time, and whenever I've even thought that anybody could misconstrue what I'm saying, I've made sure to say, I am talking politically. I am talking messaging. I am talking whatever. I am never talking about violence. They just, this is them. This is on them. Oh, and last thing, of course, by the way, we have tried, and I spent 5 years of my life closely working with Everytown for gun safety. We made some progress. We, you know, push forward, you know, background checks in a number of states and that kind of thing. They have kept assault weapons legal, even though 70% of Americans want to ban them. They have kept background checks only in about 20 states, even though at 90-something percent. You can't get 90-something% to agree on a Disney film or on Lollipop, but want there to be universal background checks. They have blocked that. They have done everything they can to make sure. And the first thing Donald Trump did when he was in office, Joe Biden had signed an executive order taking guns out of the hands of people who were so mentally ill they couldn't be trusted to handle their own security, social security check, and their own affairs. And the first thing he did when he came in is undid that and said, nope, you can go buy yourself a gun. They had done everything they possibly could to create this situation, and now they want to act like it's the left. And the last thing I'll say again, this guy was, of course, a registered Republican and NRA member. And again, that shouldn't even make a difference.
It shouldn't.
I'm only saying that because I wouldn't even care what his politics were. I'd just say he was awful and he tried to harm people, except for, of course, if the right is going to sit there lying about his motivation and who he was, we have to answer them and tell people the truth.
Absolutely.
Which is, he was a registered Republican and an NRA member.
There
so,
you go. Absolutely. And on that note, it is 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Roundhouse Kick. Oh, yeah, I got a real one.
You got
Instead
a real
of a
one.
Beep.
Yep.
That's the one. Stephanie loves her roundhouse kick stuff because it's a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one, and when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for Stephanie. She loves it, and she loves the taste. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. They have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperature, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A recent survey found that in the last year, 25% of Americans used Buy Now Pay Later services like Afterpay or Klarna or Zip. We spend more with Buy Now Pay Later because, you know, six easy payments of $30 feels more affordable than $180 all at once for that cowboy hat or those leggings or that Yeti cooler. But when paying the full price for something feels uncomfortable, that is a clear sign for me that the purchase probably doesn't align with my financial goals. If Buy Now Pay Later is helping somebody replace a necessary thing, like an appliance or something like that, that's a sign that their emergency fund plan needs some attention so they don't have to finance those situations. Buy Now Pay Later encourages us to develop money behaviors that aren't that helpful for our long-term financial security. For more money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Take good care.
The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 24 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I am Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller, who will be back tomorrow. And I have Chris Lavoie in the studio and the lovely and talented Cliff Schechter, who has some stuff going on.
What? What kind of stuff, Cliff?
We have stuff?
Yeah. Cliff's Club on Patreon and YouTube. What's going on with all of this?
Well, thank you for asking, Jody.
Anytime.
I have my channel, which you know about, Cliff's Edge. We're just under 50,000 subscribers, so we're excited. We're hitting that level, and I thought it was time. I love doing content. I love sharing stories from, you know, the 20 years I spent behind the scenes, whether it was arguing with Kellyanne Conway in a green room.
Wow.
Or yeah, that happened. Yeah. Or being threatened physically by Brent Bazell. That also happened.
Nice.
You know, when I used to go on all those crazy shows, there's just a lot of stuff I want to share with people about our political world, about what really goes on behind the scenes. And I've actually been there on a couple presidential campaigns, wrote for ads for Biden in 2020. I'm not affiliated in any way right now, just to be clear. Mm-hmm. I'm an independent guy doing independent things. So please, Cliff's Edge, first subscribe to the channel, but we're going to have different membership levels. If you go there right now, you have a flyer there, and I should have probably written down like the links, because now I don't have them in front of me because I thought that you'd be able to put that up. But
it's hard to read. It's hard to read.
Yeah, it's my fault.
It's at Cliff's underscore edge on Patreon, patreon.com/Cliff's_edge. For the YouTube stuff is youtube.com/@cliffsedge-edge. So yeah, everybody go subscribe.
Join either. You can join as a member at YouTube, or if you prefer Patreon, you can do either, and you'll see there all the various offerings. But I realized at some point I love doing kind of these short commentary videos I do, but what I like most of all, like why I loved the Sexy Liberal show I got to do in Minneapolis, is like I like people on our side. I don't like the other guy. But on our side, I like the people. I like talking to people. I like getting their views. They make me smarter. Absolutely. Trust me. They're smarter than most people in office. And I just, listen to people going back and forth. So to me, the membership gives me a chance where, I can share personal stories. We can, there'll be Zooms we're all hold.
Oh, nice.
We get to talk to each other. We get to have a community. How about we put it that way? And I miss that, and I look forward to that. So please come by and think about subscribing and joining.
Absolutely, absolutely. Karen in Chicago. Hi, girl. How are you?
Oh, baby. I'll tell you what. I promise, Chris, I'm not going to make you die for the dump bomb.
All right.
I am furious, okay? Listen, this is the thing, okay? You know, the Republicans came out before we even knew anything about the shooter and said what they said, blamed Joe Biden, blamed the radical leftists, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? This is what I really resent. Mainstream media and some of these never Trumpers lecturing all of us about how we need to turn down the rhetoric, the heat. This is the thing. Nobody on our side, as you guys have talked about, has put out violent rhetoric towards the other side. None of us have. But you want to know something Joe Biden adequately said was that Donald Trump wants to put an end to democracy utilizing the framework of Project 2025 and Agenda 47. They're putting a target on my child, transgender child's back, by eradicating him within the first 180 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they need to stop, and they need to, and we need to just focus on what we need to focus on. The courts are not going to save us. We need to get voters out in November, and we need to vote up and down the ballot for Democrats so we can take this stuff back. I am furious. I'm beyond furious. Aileen Cannon can go, say it.
Thank you for not saying it. Chris appreciates that.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Hi, Karen.
No, I'm not going to make you pull a hammy. Hey, Cliff. Thank you so much. Hey, we're going to maybe do a Zoom. We're going to do a Zoom tonight, I think.
I think it's necessary.
So I'll join you.
You guys are all welcome. Do you want to do? I'll send you the invite clip.
All right.
Thank you, Boo Boo.
That sounds like it's at night.
It does sound like it's. I'll be asleep.
Yeah.
Can I comment on what Karen has?
We're about to hit a hard break.
In 10 seconds.
That would be a no.
Okay.
That's all right.
We'll be right back. It's 29 minutes on the Stephanie Miller Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Plans to reroute part of Enbridge Energy's controversial Line 5 in northern Wisconsin are now in the hands of federal regulators. Enbridge aims to address environmental concerns. The tribe's lawyer is Gussie Lord. She says it's not enough.
This reroute is not a solution. It's a full solution to the danger of the current pipeline. In fact, it really extends the dangers of the pipeline and increases the threat of a devastating oil spill.
It's not clear when the Army Corps of Engineers will decide on the application. Six different hunting seasons are underway in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says early seasons for Canada goose and teal, as well as mourning dove, rail, snipe, and common gallinule, all opened this weekend. The Canada goose population in Wisconsin is about 40% higher than average this year. This is Civic Media News. Abandoned farm fields could be the perfect place to generate wind or solar energy. Kathleen Shannon explains.
Roughly 30 million acres of croplands in the United States have been abandoned since the 1980s, according to a recent paper. Tyler Lark is one of the report authors from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says some of these lands have been restored to natural ecosystems. Others could be the answer to big questions the country is facing about where to house increasing renewable energy development.
We ideally want to avoid our best and most productive ag lands, but we also don't want to encroach pristine or native ecosystems. And so formerly cropped lands might hit that sweet spot in the middle.
Legislators have written bills to promote renewable energy development without threatening the country's richest soils. One example is the Protecting Future Farmland Act, introduced last September by U.S. Senators Tommy Baldwin and Chuck Grassley, which would facilitate what advocates call a smarter solar build-out. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be a really nice Labor Day today. Mostly sunny, 74 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at only around 5. Tonight, clear, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, 76. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Shop Verlo Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Verlo, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Verlo has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Verlo.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we sit down and talk to labor leaders from all over Wisconsin for our Labor Day celebration. Please join us and happy Labor Day.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Way.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council. We'll be right back.
former president was shot, an American citizen killed, while simply exercising his freedom to support the candidate of his choosing. We cannot, we must not go down this road in America. We've traveled before throughout our history. Violence has never been the answer. Whether it's with members of Congress of both parties being targeted and shot, or a violent mob attacking the Capitol on January 6th, or brutal attack on the spouse of former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, President Biden. We've been reminded of what Donald said about Speaker Pelosi's husband.
Yep.
In the wake of what happened to him. And it's by the way, it's 34 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller with Chris Lavoie and the lovely and talented Cliff Schechter. Thank you again for joining us, sir.
My pleasure.
We just, Brett Baer. He confirmed that Donald called him?
No, Donald Trump called into his show.
Uh-huh.
And Donald Trump said live on the air that the VP pick will come today.
It'll come today. So he'll announce it today. Now, he's not speaking at the convention until the end of the convention,
No.
Okay. Go on, Cliff.
Now, we should all remember again that was it the Washington Post, whoever, who counted 38,000 or whatever they were lies that Donald Trump told while he was president?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Remember? So I'm just saying we think we're going to get the vice president today. But we also thought every week was infrastructure week.
That's true.
Good point.
I think it's important to note that whenever Trump says something, he did not say it's going to happen, but to say Donald Trump said we're going to find out the vice president today. But he could just change his mind because he wants to go golfing or
right.
he's having a particularly, you know, a particularly crispy piece of KFC thigh chicken, and he's just in a
or another
great
quarter
mood.
Pounder or whatever he eats at McDonald's.
Right, another hamburger, if you will.
Yep.
And these are the things that try Donald Trump's soul, if you will, to paraphrase, hamburger announced vice president. So I'm just, you know, or the third option is send mob to try to hang vice president. So
right.
That's
when
also
you add
true.
All of that up, I think I would just say Trump's claimed we're going to find out today. I think there's a very good chance we will. He wouldn't be stupid enough to say that and then not do it. But this is the man who sharpied an end on a hurricane. This mm-hmm. is the man who told us to inject bleach. This is the man who wanted to buy Greenland. This is the man who stared directly into an eclipse after he was told not to. So we are not talking about what one would call a smart man with a functioning cerebral cortex. I think at this point, it's more like a medium-sized bowl of split pea soup is sort of juggling around in there. And we should all understand that.
Okay, thank you very much. Hi, Michael in Oakland. Hi.
By the way, that was all free-forming. There.
That was beautiful.
That was amazing.
That was fantastic.
I'm so happy that words came to me and I didn't, like, screw that up in the middle.
That was beautifully done. You would have thought it was on prompter for you. Michael in Oakland, hi.
Hi there. So even in one of Hamlet's soliloquies, he talks about the law's delay.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot count on people in power doing the right thing. We have to do it with our vote.
Yeah.
That's it. They will not do it. They've got, when they have enough cover for what they're doing, they will do it. The ruling in Florida is going to get overturned in a microsecond at the Court of Appeals. Then mm-hmm. it'll go to the Supreme Court because the Supreme Court wants to delay it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what will happen. They'll eventually rule in favor of the government. It's almost zero doubt about that. But, excuse me, it'll be too late too late to matter. We just cannot count on, you know, Trump's, criminality to keep him out of office.
Yeah.
You don't even hear that he's a convicted criminal, excuse me, at all, from either side, really, because they don't feel it's going to help any.
Right.
But I will say this. And you guys have been talking about him, and he's right, I think, is Alan Lichtman
mm-hmm.
has the 13 keys. He says that none of what's going on right now will affect them, with one exception, which is if the Republicans use this assassination attempt to roil up social unrest, that might affect one of the 13 keys. And by the way, there's also someone on Spoutable named Christopher Bowsey.
Mm-hmm. He runs Spoutable.
He has been predicting and sticks with his prediction of what he says is going to be a Democratic landslide. Now, we hear that and we think, oh, come on. But he's been right before.
He has.
And he's testing for things that are sort of not right out there in the open media but are below the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels that that's where this is going. Bottom line is, for both of them, and I think for all Democrats, they absolutely cannot take Biden out of a top spot.
I agree.
Period.
Yep.
I agree completely.
I think that would be the absolute worst thing to do, beyond worst, because there are at least two keys that go with keeping him there, which is the incumbency. And there was mm-hmm. no party contest.
Yep.
Incumbency. That's right. The only conceivable solution would be for Biden to resign the presidency and then hand it over, to Kamala Harris, who becomes the incumbent, and then gives her all of her delegates. And Democrats realize that with democracy at stake, which it unquestionably is, they're just going to have to make her the incumbent and not challenge her at all. This is no time to start playing Democratic Party games about who the next, transitional leader should be, blah, blah, blah. That's going nowhere. It's
right.
Far too late to start something like that. Far too late.
So in the
but Biden stays.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
I was gonna say, in the funny world of coincidence, I literally was Alan Lichtman's TA when I was studying for my PhD in American history.
Wow.
And thought I was gonna be a professor. And decided to go a different route and become a political consultant and other stuff. So I know all of what Alan has to say very well. I think what he says, the 30 keys, are a very strong guide. I don't consider them to be, I don't consider anything to be infallible, but
right.
I consider them to be a very strong guide towards what will happen. I still will say, as in my experience consulting and all this other stuff, the stuff about Trump being a criminal, we saw that when he was convicted at first and his numbers dropped. The problem is that Democrats, as often is the case, Biden put out an ad hitting him for it, and that hurt him too.
Right.
We don't stay on message. If we can sit there and remind people, I'm sorry, this is uncomfortable to say, but that Donald Trump is a felon, is a rapist, is a coup plotter, and is a Putin friend, and stick to those messages
right.
about him, who wants to overthrow democracy and will take away a woman's right to her body in every way, including birth control.
Mm-hmm.
We stick to a very succinct message like that, we will win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I agree with Christopher Boozy. I'm not bragging, trying to act like I'm some, whatever, but when 2022 and all these, pundits, all these people who, they all know what they're talking about, they're all so brilliant, we're looking at their stupid models and making it, it's a midterm election. I said right away, I looked at the fundamentals, I looked at where the economy was, I looked at where Trump's popular, I looked at everything, and I predicted Democrats would win over 30 seats in the House and that we'd hold the Senate. And I was off by one or two seats. I thought we'd win an extra seat or two, I think, in the Senate. And I'm trying to remember, I was really close in the House. But if you follow this stuff and you don't have some biased corporation telling you what to say and you're smart enough, you can come to these conclusions. I'm here to tell you that if we turn our people out, we stay on message, we slam Trump and keep them, stay on offense, hit them constantly, hit the Supreme Court and make them a part of the message, which we haven't done yet, who are trying to overthrow democracy, and Project 2025. Those three planks, hit them over and over and over again, we will crush them. I'm telling you that now. If we fail to do that, we will not.
You are correct. Wow, that was good too, man. You sure you don't have a prompter in front of you that you're reading off of?
it's all in whatever, I talked about the split pea soup in their brain. My soup is a little bit more chicken noodle soup. It keeps you healthier. So that's what I got rolling around the old cerebrum. I don't know. Where this stuff comes from, who knows?
Well, it's awesome.
It's brilliant.
It is. It's brilliant.
Thank you. It's very kind of you. Thank you.
We have... Hi, Kevin in D.C. How you doing, darling?
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And no matter how dank days are, I'm always good with you. That tension between your your sweet librarian visage and just remembering all these things so passionately, the difference is so intoxicating. Thank you for bringing it to me every morning. it's unparalleled. Needed something a distraction. But I called to say, people, I got on so late, some people have said it more eloquently than I could. But yeah, well, first, before I get to that, I want to stick to that, to people like Rob Reiner. And again, I know he's a fan of the show, so I'm trying not to be too upset. But if you really believe what you said the other day, that you need more Biden doing, you know, like he did at the NATO, to make me believe and blah, blah, blah. Well, if you could look at that rally Friday and not say that that squashes a 90-minute one-time gap, are you really going to tell me that in the time between that one-time gap and what Biden has done and all the pressure he has and all the scrutiny is on him and culminating in that rally?
Well, to be fair, I think you know, it's good to follow what former Senator Boxer told the Los Angeles Times right after Biden's
bad debate
performance.
It was horrible.
She said, "Give it 2 weeks. You know, give him 2 weeks to right the ship. And if he does so, then we're still with him." And you know what? He's done brilliantly since then. So I'm back on the Biden train.
Yay!
And I was going to ask that, Chris, because if I can say something quickly, because I think what's really important here is, again, we all keep in mind, I'll say it again for the messaging, felon, rapist, coup plotter, Putin friend, all of that. I was somebody who I will admit was torn after that performance, which horrified me.
Sure.
I went through a couple of days of thinking, I mean, first of all, I never went down the road of these idiot funders who are like, let's have a speed dating or whatever.
That was stupid.
You know how this... Do you guys know how this works? It's him or it's Kamala.
Right.
It's one of the two.
Right.
And I sat there for a while thinking about, should it be Kamala? I gave it a couple days before I commented strongly on it. I thought, and I did have thoughts at one point, it should go in that direction. Mm-hmm. But I stayed with Biden. I watched what he did. He absolutely killed it. So I didn't never came out publicly on it just because I wanted to give him a chance before I said anything.
Right.
And I know you said some things, Chris, and I think that's okay. You know why it's okay? Because we're all on the same freaking side.
Exactly.
So I'm imploring people here. I'm imploring people that whatever side of that divide you were on, if you were somebody who was screaming that it had to be Biden, or if you're somewhere screaming it had to be Kamala Harris, or if you were even some goofball screaming it had to be like some speed dating thing like we're watching some reality show.
Yeah.
But whatever, we have to all now stop the recrimination. Don't yell at other people. Well, I don't trust you because you said this about Biden. I don't trust you because you said that about Kamala. Guys, we have to all keep our eye on the ball.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Kamala, Joe Biden, and everybody else, the Democratic Party, is so far above this criminal, rapist, felon. We cannot have him win.
Right.
And again, the one thing I'll say quickly, if I could say one more thing, which is I sat there. The folks I spoke to and the people I spoke to and my wife's family, not me, because I don't know very many. I know you guys. But somebody who is relatively sort of well-connected and high up in Italian government, and I sat down with, and they are scared about NATO. They are scared that if Donald Trump wins, that he will immediately ditch NATO, that he will join an axis of evil, if you will, of, you know, G and Putin and, you know, Iran, and I'm telling you, NATO has been a force for preventing nuclear war, for preventing war for years.
Yeah.
It's not a coincidence that Ukraine was the one that was attacked, the one not in NATO.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like, there are so many reasons we have to all come together if we want this world to be a safe place and if we want this country to move forward. So let it all go. I don't care who you were for. I don't care if you were saying the nominee should have been Carrot Top. I really don't care. Okay? If you're with Biden now, I love you, and that's all that matters to me. Let's move forward and kick Trump's ass. Sorry, if you got a fine, I'll pay it.
No. We can say that. That's okay.
Yeah, you can say ass.
There's certain words you can't say together.
And let me be clear. Politically, folks, because again, politically, kick his ass at the ballot.
Yes.
Right.
Not any other way.
Exactly. That is the only way to do that. And on that note, it is 48 minutes after the hour. We will be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show with Cliff Schechter.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello. Just a minute. Dick, are you in?
I'm always in for Dick.
What?
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay.
I'm making sure cameras are working because there have been some issues this morning. It's 53 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller with Chris Lavoie and the lovely and talented, really speaks well off the cuff, Cliff Schechter.
Yeah, absolutely.
And please, please join Cliff's Club on Patreon and YouTube. You can go to at Cliff's-Edge on YouTube or at Cliff's_Edge on Patreon. And please join all of his stuff because he's very good at what he does and you should enjoy it all the time. All the time. Seth the Homo of Filth, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
It's great to hear you, Cliff. I'm glad you're here today.
Thank you.
Quickly, I want you all to know the Homo of Hope has the photo proof.
I saw that.
He's the real deal.
Yes, he called it. He called in earlier this morning. I don't know if you heard it.
Yeah, he did. He called in earlier.
No, I was sleeping in. I had a huge party over the weekend.
Okay.
And then the cannon thing, I stayed in bed an extra 30 minutes.
Good move.
But the point I wanted to make, the political thing I wanted to make was, in terms of the people who are screaming about Biden needs to resign,
mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about anyone's personal decision as to whether they think he should or shouldn't, and I'm not bringing mine up.
Right.
But the thing is, if you keep screaming this long enough and loud enough, what are you going to say if he doesn't, and it's November 1st? And how are you going to look those undecideds in the face and say after screaming he's incompetent for 2 months, you want them to vote for him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right, Seth. I mean, that's the thing. To me, it was a knee-jerk reaction that has lasted way too long.
Yeah.
Yep. And do you know what was going on right now? I'm sorry, because you can tell I grew an Italy beard, so I've got some gray in there. You can tell I'm older. I'm not a young man anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But in 1992 at this time, when I was a college Democrat working for a guy named Bill Clinton, mm-hmm. We went to a convention. Ross Perot was at 39%. Mm-hmm. George H.W. Bush was at 32, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Clinton was at 27. He was in third place. Everybody was calling on him to drop out.
Yep.
He was way too weak. He gave the convention speech of his life, which people forget how these conventions can affect things. And they never trailed, I think, by less than 5 or 7 points again after that. He won everybody over. People need to remember, you know, and again, this is going to be important, but Biden's speech is going to be huge, and he's going to have to be on his so-to State of the Union game.
Yep.
And his more recent game and not that first debate. But if he goes out there, because we support the policies that most of the country supports, Project 2025 horrifies most of the country.
Yes.
They're going to be running away from theirs, and they're still going to have to feature evil little trolls like Marjorie Taylor Greene. We put our best face out there and our best people out there to speak. The talent that we have in this party, the Gretchen Whitmers and Newsoms,
mm-hmm.
and Swalwells and people, you know, folks like that, Jasmine Crockett.
Mm-hmm.
I am telling you, if all of that comes together at that debate with all that free airtime and Biden gives a ringer of a speech, we will come away with a huge lead and we will never give it up. And I mean, again, people need to remember where things were. And so you'll if you're not with him, then you will be after that.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, again, Chris is the perfect example. Chris had his doubts. He had the right to have his doubts.
Yeah.
We all, you know, I had them for a couple of days. But there is a point where you're not, it's not going to happen and you're no longer accomplishing anything. Get on the frickin' team.
Yeah.
And let's move forward and win.
Amen. Amen. There was some good news yesterday that the consumer price index only rose 3% last month from a year ago. So, and the drops in gas prices, which I'm noticing, even in my neighborhood, it's under $5, which is normally way above that. Everything's falling, costs of cars and appliances. This is good news. Donald was doing terrible with the economy pre-COVID, everybody.
Yep.
It was bad before. It was getting really bad before COVID, and COVID definitely put it into high gear, but he also had choices with regard to COVID that could have mitigated all of these things. So COVID
or not. Don't even get into the 400,000 people that three different studies have said, you know, like real studies, peer reviewed, needlessly died,
mm-hmm.
because of the anti-vax, anti-mask campaign started with him and then DeSantis and all these guys on the right. I mean, it's too far down, frankly, mm-hmm. on his list of transgressions,
yeah.
sadly. We don't even get to that.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Cliff Schechter, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
The Cliff's Edge.
The Cliff's Edge. He's the guy. Go, go, YouTube, Patreon. Go support this man everywhere and stalk him online. Do all of these things.
Find me.
Find him, find him. Stephanie will be back tomorrow. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm in my new time slot from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we'll be doing my show from Madison, where joining me in studio will be award-winning filmmaker and record producer Wendy Schneider.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.